Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
First Tuesday I've seen you in a week and a half.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, Tuesday, man.
I've seen you in like this year.
It's the first Tuesday of 2025.
Wow. That blows my mind. I can't believe that.
Wrap your brain around that for a second, man.
What? Trippy.
Is it? It's just a Tuesday.
It's just a Tuesday.
It's just a Tuesday.
It's just a Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday in January.
For the last 2 weeks, though, you got Wednesday off, right?
Dude.
But here's, look at it this way. When we work tomorrow, it'd be the first Wednesday anybody's worked for 3 weeks. That's
crazy. And this
crazy.
Month is such a rude awakening. Can I just say?
How so?
Because it's like everything all at once.
January.
Like, January is just, my daughter has basketball and show choir and tonight Girl Scout cookies sales start.
That's a good point. You go from what? How long is break? About a week,
2 weeks?
2 weeks
of bliss of nothing. No activities,
and
no
I'm
school,
January,
nothing.
And I'm just going to turn the fire hose on.
Yes!
That's how it goes,
yes!
right?
Yes! And my husband's traveling to everywhere for whatever reason. So it's like me driving everywhere all at once. And I take my dog to daycare so he has dogs to play with to keep him. So I'm like, now I've got three kids to drive around.
You don't have to take the dog.
What?
You don't.
Well, I don't?
No. The dog will sleep all day long. In your house. He will.
But then we come home and he's like, hey,
oh, good
you've been
point.
Gone. You've been gone all day. Hey, let's play. And
understood.
And everybody else is like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We've been go all day. I'm tired.
I was trying to offer, I get it. That
and
makes a lot of sense.
He's been sleeping all day and he wants to play.
Yeah.
So it's not fair. So it's all about
no,
balance.
No, you're wearing him out during the day.
Exactly.
Can Uncle Eric and Uncle Eric's Jeep take anybody anywhere? Or pick somebody up.
You want to take the dog?
I take the dog. I gladly take the dog.
Great, because he sheds lots. Great, thanks.
Whoa. You set me up.
I know I did. And I know you just took the Jeep through the car wash, too, so it's probably all nice and clean.
We got one of those things you put on the back seat supposed to absorb all the dog hair. It's like a cover.
It?
Well, I guess it just goes on that. And then I just shake it out outside.
I need to think about that.
Get one of those covers. Yeah.
A cover seat.
Those are good. It's really easy. You just latch it to the headrest.
Oh.
Just kind of tuck it in a little bit.
Really?
Kind of like how you fake make a bed.
Yeah?
Yeah, you fake make that.
Okay.
So the dogs sit on it. And then if they shed, it goes in on that. And instead of into the fabric and the upholstery of your car. Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
Because he's a beast. I need that for like the whole house.
Remind me again the breeds that make up Sexy Rexy.
His name is Rex.
Not in my book.
His name is just Rex, not Sexy Rexy. He's a lab.
That was it. I was trying. It was most lab, right? Mostly lab.
And we're not sure what the other thing is. For a while, my mother-in-law thought maybe Greyhound.
I would tell you, though, if dogs were male models, the lab is among the sexiest of the dog breeds.
Stop calling my dog sexy.
It's got a good jaw structure. They're very built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's yellow. So, you know, blondes have more fun.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it. There it is.
Why am I helping you with this?
That's perfect. Nailed it.
I don't want to play.
Yes.
He's my baby boy. Stop it.
But he's going to grow up to be a muddle.
He's Hansel.
He's so hot right
so
now.
So hot right now.
Rex, so hot right now. Rex, so sexy right now.
Sexy Rexy. God.
Is he kind of rule the roost
right
at daycare?
So they send you they send you pictures. And one time I got a picture of another dog. Like, you know, dogs can't give each other headlocks, but this dog was giving my dog a headlock. He had two paws just around,
really?
Around his neck. It was so funny. So I don't think he rules the roost. No.
Okay.
I think
he's too pretty. Right? He's too pretty.
He's way too pretty. He can't possibly rule the roost. Not like that.
He's a very attractive dog.
No, he, but he plays well with others. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Rexy.
Need to have a scramble game night or movie night. I want to come visit your dog again.
Yeah. You need to wear him out.
We bonded the first couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a dog guy.
I think the last time I saw him was when we built stuff in your backyard. It's been a minute since I've been over.
Yeah. He's
Yeah, I'm totally a dog guy too.
He's quite the guy, and you're good with him.
Shannon's like, you always try to rile him up. I'm like, no, I get in there with the dog and let them know I'm one of their own.
Yeah, you're like, I'm part of the pack.
I'm part of the pack. It might like excite them for a little bit, but eventually then I become a trusted member of the
you're
dog
like,
pack.
I'm part of the wolf pack. I'm part of the wolf pack.
Guys, I'm your new alpha. Follow me. That's my whole game plan with dogs, whether it's one or a pack.
Oh, Lordy. That's...
It's tough when I go to...
I've seen it. I've seen this. Yes.
I take Kingston to the vet now twice a week, right? He's got to get his little fluid injection, keep those kidneys moving.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I want to play with every single dog in the lobby. And you can tell the ones that are okay. And you can tell like, and it's usually you look at the owner first. All the dogs would love it. It's the, you got to keep an eye on the owners. What?
Can I wrestle with your dog?
Right here on the floor of a business.
Sir.
Would you mind?
Please don't.
There was a dog there that was 150 pounds. Just
whoa.
To put, yeah. 100, like three Rollins worth.
Whoa.
Yeah. Big dog.
That's a big boy.
Like a mastiff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dog.
That's a big dog. Big dog. And then my little 9-pound Kingston.
Little peanut.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They just run the gamut.
I know. Cats all seem about the same size.
Yeah.
Like, length of cats all seem to be the same. They just get fatter.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
Dogs come in all shapes and sizes.
Dogs are great.
They are fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Great. And right now, we have the Consumer Electronics Show going on in Vegas.
I'm loosely connected to somebody on Facebook who's at that event.
And
I have no clue why she would be there. But I started asking her, like, what's the cool stuff this year?
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
Well, I've got a list of maybe the weird stuff that they have.
Okay.
I went weird, comma, stuff that has names.
Give me an example.
Okay. So there's a lot of robots that have names.
Okay.
So like they've got a robot vacuum that picks up dirty socks. Kind of like a Roomba.
Yeah.
But it's got an arm.
But it's for your teenage son?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But like... at my house, my kids, for whatever reason, they take off their shoes and then immediately want to take off their socks.
I'm bad at that, too.
There's just socks
yeah.
on the floor.
What's the name of it?
The company is called Rockbot. It's just a prototype right
now.
Not
Sockbot?
It should be Sockbot.
Yes.
It picks up small items that weigh less than 11 ounces. It's probably worth around $1,000. Right now, they're running the prototype. From the video, it doesn't look like it works great. But
and you are spending all this money on a booth in Vegas?
Yes, yes.
For
yes.
Sockbot?
And they're this is Sockbot. It's going to pick up all the socks off the floor.
If this doesn't land, they're all out of jobs in February.
Right?
They're all picking up their own socks.
Right? Come on, Sockbot.
You can do it.
There's a table with working legs.
That, wait, what? It walks?
Like it walks.
A walking table.
It's called Mimo.
Come here, Mimo.
Mimo walks around like kind of like the Pixar lamp kind of thing.
Kind of hops a little bit?
Like a small side
table.
Yeah. It's like...
For whenever you need an occasional table?
I don't know. Like a piece of furniture that's your friend. That's weird.
Does it follow you around like a dog? Yet you can still balance things on it?
The idea is that it's like your friend. Like somebody that you can talk to. Like you're so lonely that you have a piece of furniture that's your friend.
But you can also set a pop on.
Yeah. But
right? Or a coffee.
Also it works
or
there.
A cocktail.
Exactly. And finally... My favorite, a tiny robot that blows on your drink to cool it down for you. It's called Fufu. It looks like a
Fufu.
It looks like a tiny cat. It sits on the side of your coffee mug or on your bowl because it also works on soup. It'll go on sale for around $25 and it just goes and blows on things to cool it down.
How do you know what it's done?
I don't know. Where's the air coming from? How is it cooling things?
They have a lot like that sounds like a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
And I actually would like to try that.
I would too.
But the moment I take my coffee and go, like, is it going to fall off? Is it latched on there? A lot of questions about Fufu.
How is Fufu
How
sitting?
Does Fufu work?
If Fufu goes in the drink, is Fufu dead?
Gotta buy another one.
Fufu!
No!
lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Who's in charge of the overhead lights on the interstate? The ones that sometimes have been purple lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in charge of those? Is it the DOT?
Or is it the city?
There we go. Okay, here's my question. So as I come in every day, I live on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. I get on near 42nd, and I take 380 southbound. And right where the camera is, the J Avenue camera, there's about four lights. And right now, it feels like you're walking a runway because they're flashing.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's not good.
Well, it tricks you because that's the way the camera gets you, too, is there's a flash on the camera.
Yeah.
So that freaks you out. So it's either that or it's a disco. I can't tell if they...
They
if it's a car party,
strike a pose.
If they want me to smile at the kid, over here,
Eric.
Or if they're just trying to set like a dance mood. So I don't know. I don't know if I want them to fix it. I'm enjoying it.
You kind of like it?
I do kind of like it. It just adds a little color to my drive in.
But that's a good question. I don't know who you would even report it to if you wanted to.
And how tall of a bucket truck do you need to get up there? I mean, if you're going to make them do this. Why don't you add a red, an orange, and a yellow?
Yeah. To go with all those purple?
That'd be good. That'd add to the ambiance.
Has it always been that they go purple?
I believe it's the filament, like whatever, because we're no longer using, what is it, incandescent bulbs. Oh. We're using some sort of gas
so
instead.
So it is new.
Those are relatively new, like in the last, what, 5 years?
Okay.
Probably.
Because I'm like, I'm just noticing that they're purple.
Now?
Yes.
Oh, I talked about that like years ago.
Oh, but like.
It was like I was running, driving through a Prince concert.
Yes.
It was weird.
My daughter's school, like all of a sudden, I'm like, it's purple.
They're all purple?
Yeah. Weird.
No, these just flash, and they flash white. Brilliant white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is like, it's straight up red carpet. Or 70s disco.
I think if it's like, if it's 380 proper, it's got to be DOT. But if it's like street.
Iowa DOT or like the federal DOT?
That's a good question.
The U.S. Department, because that is an interstate. Well, technically, it's 380 only goes within our state. Key point, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Like if this was a 35, which goes from Minnesota down to Texas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then who do I talk to?
Yeah, then you guys want to go halvesies on this or how do you want
to? Yeah, who wants to install? How many states does it take to install a light bulb? That's the question.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Whatever state you're in, that's the one that tells you you're doing it wrong. That's how it works.
This is going to take some time.
Yep.
I need confidence, really, is what I need, because I am the only one who can do this. Today is the day. After 2 weeks of everybody being home all the time for Christmas break, finally, everybody's out of the house. Everybody is, at school and at work. And I think this afternoon I might have half an hour where I will be alone at my homestead. And it might be the perfect time for me to relight the pilot light on our fireplace.
I was anticipating what you were going to say.
Yeah?
And there was a moment in my head went, you haven't had hot water
for
2 weeks.
No.
It's not the water heater.
No, not the water heater.
It's the fireplace pilot light.
The fireplace pilot light, for whatever reason, always gets blown out. And it drives me insane. Every year we would have to call somebody. And then finally, one guy was like, you can do this yourself, ma'am. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, let me show you. And if you forget, there's tons of YouTube videos. You can look it up.
Yeah, ma'am.
Ma'am. And I was like, oh, okay. So I watched him do it 1 year. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's not that hard. You just, take off the front.
Yep.
Hit the clicker thing, turn it, things.
That's it?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You have all the parts identified perfectly?
No, obviously, I know exactly what I'm doing, but I really want everybody out of the house in case I don't do it right and things go boom.
Is that why your husband won't do it?
Yes. Yes.
There is always a moment when you are dealing with natural gas and flame that you will just say a quick prayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it could end horribly.
Precisely. That's why I was like, the dog's at daycare, the kids are at school, my husband is at work, it's just me, should it all go terribly, terribly wrong.
So I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is this your way of letting me know I might be flying solo tomorrow?
That is correct.
Okay.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Let's do the buzz backwards.
What?
I'm going to start with weather. Weather's brought to you by Unity Point Health, St. Luke's Hospital, Cedar Rapids Heart Hospital. With more heart expertise and the latest advancements, you'll find treatment for all heart issues all here. Forecast, mostly cloudy with a high of 25, sunny and 21 for Wednesday. I've got anywhere from a 7 to an 11 with a wind chill of minus 2 right now. We continue backward buzz. Buzz, which means we got to start backwards.
What?
We're doing backward buzz this morning.
My head hurts.
We'll get through it. Here's what's got us feeling all right. The United States Senator of Iowa, Joni Ernst. You know, we all know her, right?
Yes.
Yes. Just has announced the Iowa student she's nominating for the four U.S. service academies. So you can enroll or enlist in the armed services, but if you want to go to college, you need to be sponsored by, I believe, one of the members of your delegation elected Congress. So each of these students would enroll this year, 2025, and graduate in 2029. In total, 35 students nominated across 13 different Iowa counties. In our area, we have students from Toddville, Cedar Rapids, North Liberty, Ely, Mount Vernon, Palo, and Marion.
Cool.
Those students are attending the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy. None of the students in our area actually going to West Point. That's just neither here nor there. I just thought that was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. So that wraps up feeling all right and our backward buzz. Now on to the news. A statewide network of over 20 clinics that had operated under the name Mission Cancer Plus Blood, now part of UIHC. Mission Cancer Plus Blood operated cancer clinics at hospitals in Des Moines, 19 other community hospitals around the state. The addition of these clinics to the UI healthcare system is strategic since Iowa has now become number two in the states for cancer rates rising in the United States. And Cedar Rapids police are investigating a shots fired incident. This was Friday the 3rd in the 4100 block of Center Point Road Northeast, also known as near Eric's house. Officers responded to the scene just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Juvenile male had been reported injured by gunfire. He was sent to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Preliminary findings suggest this was targeted. Investigators looking for more witnesses to come forward, contact the Cedar Rapids Police Department. That incident remains under investigation. And that will wrap up the backward buzz.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, this is an exciting announcement. Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged.
Did they know that going, because she was on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
That's where it was spotted. She was on the red carpet at the Golden Globes,
yeah.
Sunday night, and she had some extra bling, a rock on that finger. And people were just kind of wondering, like, is it just a accessory for the evening, or is that a rock? And somebody posed the question, Zendaya, is that an engagement ring? And she just kind of smirked. And then sources close to the couple confirmed that, yeah, they did get engaged. Sometime between Christmas and New Year's, Tom got on one knee at one of Zendaya's family homes. Apparently, he asked Zendaya's dad for permission months ago, but waited for the right moment to propose. The ring is a 5-carat east-west cushioned diamond button-back ring.
I understood the word carrot. And diamond.
East-west cushion diamond button back ring. It's huge. By Jessica McCormick.
I wonder if a button back means it doesn't come to a point. I wonder if it's shaved off
flat,
a button on the back.
It's so cute. It's a really pretty ring. So good work, Tom Holland. And also good work on keeping a secret.
He is the guy that would always give out the movie spoilers for Marvel movies.
For everything.
And they would give him fake script pages.
And Eric,
they couldn't trust him.
He's been doing interviews. He told a story about how he broke up a fight at a grocery store. He was telling the story about how he likes to let Zendaya walk the carpet by herself because then it's, you know, a story about the two of them.
It's her moment.
It's her moment.
Yeah.
Let her shine. He didn't even tell anybody about how they got engaged.
You know what? Maybe he's maturing.
He's a man in love.
Yeah.
And he is a man who is mature.
Little Peter Parker's now a grown man.
Oh my God. He grew up. Way to go, Tom Holland. Okay. Another thing that happened on the red carpets is maybe we found out we've been lied to forever. Jennifer Coolidge has one of the most distinct voices in Hollywood, from her work in American Pie to, like, right up to recently, like, White Lotus. She has just that, Jennifer Coolidge. Like, that voice that has been imitated and mimicked time and time again.
You've seen her in Discover Card commercials recently.
Yes.
If you've never seen a movie, you've seen her in a Discover Card commercial.
Saturday Night Live, they've been doing spoofs with her voice. Ariana Grande can do a really great impression of her voice. And actually, she was on the Golden Globes red carpet. It and somebody was doing an impression of her voice to her face.
Who was that?
That was Jennifer Coolidge in her real voice.
At the end of that was her?
Yeah! Everyone's freaking out. They're like, has my entire life been a lie? Who was that woman talking at the end? Why was she talking like that? Is that how she actually talks? What is happening?
One more time. It sounded like one of the members of my mom's bowling team.
Who was that woman?
Just like a off the street lady.
Just a normal person. We've all been bamboozled and hoodwinked.
So,
and
this isn't,
Jennifer Coolidge.
You know what? It's Pee Wee Herman didn't keep that voice all the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, it makes me all hot and tingly.
Now do their real voice.
I can't. It's just normal.
Makes me all hot and tingly.
Oh, it makes me all hot and tingly. Oh, weird. What in the world?
She's a performer. She's an actor.
Crazy, but she's been playing the same voice for years in every role.
You know what, though? She goes to the bank more than we do.
That's true.
So good for her.
Very true. Okay, Nikki Glaser crushed it as the host of the Golden Globes. She worked really hard. She wrote a lot of jokes, and a lot of them made it in to the telecast, but a lot of them were left on the cutting room floor. And she decided to share some of the jokes that did not make it. And a lot of the jokes were still really, really funny. She shared one joke that didn't quite make it. This is the time of the year where you'll all be in. This is the last time that you'll all be in the same room together until the Diddy trial. She said she didn't want the audience to turn on her. Plus, she already had a Diddy joke that she liked better in her set. So she scrapped one, kept the other. Makes sense, right? You don't want to go too. It's not about Diddy tonight. It's about Hollywood, right?
I just love self-editing.
Yeah.
It's so hard in the creative business because everything you think you do is so good.
Yes.
That to take such a critical eye and say, okay, if I do this joke here, there's a science and an art to doing stand-up and hosting. And again, I read the same article I think this came from. And she got into the minute details of why she didn't do some of the jokes.
It's so smart. She had one about Adrian Brody. She said if Adrian Brody could go back in time, he would thank baby Hitler for his career. Which she's like, she also called him a two-time Holocaust survivor because he starred in The Pianist and The Brutalist. But she did the joke for her Gen Z assistant and they didn't get it. It was too dated of a joke. And she's like, I don't want to lose an entire generation because they didn't see The Pianist.
The idea of time travel.
Yeah, so she's
I laughed out loud when she said two-time Holocaust survivor.
That's funny!
Because you know him as an actor and what he's done.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Those are the kind of movies that he does every single time. She also said Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice. And Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them.
I love that joke. It's horrible.
She thought that one was too mean, even though it was such a great joke. There's a couple of more that she did make, and she actually said that she bumped into Harrison Ford backstage during the night, and he told her that she was doing such a good job, which meant so much.
That's Harrison Ford!
The huge nod of approval, right? She revealed what she got paid, or kind of what she did not get paid for the night. She said that comedian Jerrod Carmichael got paid $500,000 when he hosted 2 years ago. And she got paid less than that. And she now knowing what he got paid, she's going to ask for more money next time.
She should.
You absolutely should.
Also, Hollywood Foreign Press, remember, you're still in timeout.
Yes.
You're still on probation.
And comedians talk. Like, she was going to find out how much her friend got paid. Pay them all the same. Duh. That's what we like to call it.
Duh.
Z's sleaze.
All right, let's take our 2024 glasses, take those off and put on our 2025 glasses, as we prepare to look at our past vision boards and figure out what the heck we're going to do with these for the future.
Ugh, we've got to see where we actually succeeded and maybe where we came up a little short. I think we need to see where we failed.
Claire, was this, I think it was both of our ideas to actually kind of grade our vision boards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to hold ourselves accountable.
Yes, yes.
This is a good idea, I think. Show growth.
We took a picture of everybody's vision board and then admitted what we got done and what we didn't get done. And those photos are up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Oh, boy. Since I'm on top, am I going first?
Yeah, let's have you go first. By the way, Producer Ben, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we graded based off how many X's we have?
So let's look at it this way. Because like 50%. On a regular scale, it's an F, right?
Yes.
But I think like a 50% is like average.
And it's pictures and then there's concepts.
Yeah. So let's really dive into the pictures, but maybe give a little feeling to the concepts as well.
Okay.
Claire, as I'm counting right now, you have 4 X's and 6 check marks.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Now, I think 2 of my X's I don't feel too bad about. I did not find one of those cool outdoor igloo things.
They're everywhere.
I know. And I just didn't do it last winter. So I could easily do that this winter.
And let's say we can do that this winter.
We
let's
do
make that.
That
a group project.
We could do that as a group project.
Go have a cocktail.
I could leave that on a vision board for 2025.
Agreed.
Macaroons. I said that I wanted to learn how to actually make macaroons and I never did it. I don't know why.
Didn't you buy a kit?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I bought a case of macaroons and ate them.
I thought you bought a kit.
I went to Costco and bought a case of macaroons and ate them.
Just to remind you, you didn't accomplish them.
Yeah. No, but they're delicious.
They are good.
Thank you for reminding me.
What is the X just to the right of your macaroons?
See, that's the thing. I have a slice of pie a la mode. I don't remember why I put pie a la mode.
Well, you didn't accomplish it. Were you going to do a special pie for the holidays? Was that it?
Oh, I was going to try to eat pie in the Iowa State Fair again.
Oh, and we didn't get that done.
Definitely didn't do it.
Can I give you, though, a win?
What?
Because it was in 2024 where, by accident, you and I invented car pie.
You know what? Let's change that X to a...
That's a check mark. Yes.
Changing that to a check mark. Check mark.
By the way, car pie, very simple. Red Solo cup, put a piece of pie in it, eat it.
Eat it.
It's portable pie. It's okay. Fantastic.
That's a plus. That vision came true. Thank you.
There you go.
And I don't think that I can hold myself truly accountable for not accomplishing this, but I did not, through the powers of positive vibes, reunite NSYNC.
You really thought, because they banded together for a Trolls movie,
yeah,
had a song,
yeah,
that might have been the beginning of something special, and nothing came to fruition.
And I thought by me putting it on my vision board, by putting it in my heart and in my mind, that I could put that band back together. Now, I did, through the power of positive energy,
yes,
get Justin Timberlake to go on tour.
Oh, you think that was all you?
Do you think that I should give myself
a little...
I think
that was you.
I should give
Hold on a
second. Little credit.
The same tour where he also got picked up for an OWI and is also not selling tickets and is breaking up with his wife right now?
That was also you.
Do you want to take credit for all of that?
Hey, guys. I mean, still, he's on tour. I didn't say it was going to be successful.
Leave the X where it is.
Dang it.
Let's leave the X where it is.
So I have to reunite NSYNC in 2025?
Well, if I don't know what our rule is yet.
Okay.
Maybe we'll add a rule that maybe we could remove one thing we didn't get right. We're just going to abandon it.
Okay.
Quickly, I also see rotisserie to the rescue. We did the rotisserie chickens.
Got that done.
Pajama day at the radio station. I think
did
we did
that.
Two of those.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
I got a new dog, and we trained Ben.
We like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog.
Yes.
We spent some time with our baby.
Yes.
Charlotte Morning Scramble Blue, and made lots of sweet music with our marching band. So I feel like that was a huge success.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
So that is Claire's board. Let's come up for air for just a second, and then we'll dive back into my vision board. We'll do that next on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Diving back into our vision boards from 2024. You can follow along. The pictures are up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And we took a very diplomatic approach to grading how well we did. Just a series of good is a green check mark, bad is a red X.
Yeah. I think I did okay in 2024. There were some shortcomings.
One of them was getting NSYNC back together.
That was just...
That's a hard thing to do.
It was a hard thing to accomplish. I didn't get the whole band back together, but I did get Justin Timberlake to go out on his own.
I'm going to give myself a C.
You're giving yourself a grade?
Half and half.
Okay, what did you accomplish?
If you look mostly to the lower left quadrant.
Now, this is a lot of green.
You have everything from learning pickleball, yeah, which is one of my biggest images.
Oh, yeah.
Getting to hang out more with Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have more breakfasts, which was why I had a stack of pancakes and waffles. Accomplished.
Nice.
Also, if you remember, the Fix-It fellas really came off of my vision board.
It did.
I had that door on my shed that I thought I could fix. Not only did we get that done... That decisions goes to my house. We had three major home projects done that we've been planning for and saving money for.
We got them done all this summer. That's incredible.
So that quadrant.
Way to go, Eric.
I feel very good about. Now, here is where I failed. I felt like I was going to be more of a guy who liked to watch birds out of his back window because my brother Greg has that. And I'm very jealous of that. He has a lovely menagerie of birds that stop by. Which is why I put some birds on my vision board. I didn't touch that thing. I didn't put up a bird feeder.
Oh, but you did put out a birdhouse here at the radio.
Now that's,
two birdhouses.
You know what? If you get a win for making car pie, I'm taking a win for that birdhouse and the robin's nest.
I would say you put a green check mark on that bird thing.
I failed. So that band is not there for the Z marching band. I really wanted to get back into either playing piano, playing my saxophone more, or learning another instrument. That was something I had thought about in January of 2024. Here we are in January of 2025. I didn't touch that at all. There was a moment where I thought we could do a challenge with our new street teamers, and I wanted them to do something with chopsticks. We just never got around to it.
So busy.
And then this one is all on me. My pie was more about training for Ragbri. I didn't get on a bike in 2024. So that is a massive, massive fail.
Did you pass out pies to Ragbri Riders?
I didn't do anything with pie except I ate it in a car driving to Chicago with Claire and her husband. So I ate some pie.
You are the inventor of car pie.
I'm the inventor of car pie, but that specifically was there to remind me to maybe do a day on Ragbri someday, and I was going to practice not only eating pie, but getting on a bicycle. I didn't touch bicycle.
Dang it.
I can't take that off.
Dang.
That's a big X on my... record.
Dang.
So again, 50-50, maybe I'm taking a win on the birds, right?
Sure.
Okay. Two down. We still need to get to producer Ben, and then we need to decide what the heck are we going to do with these vision boards?
How do we move forward into 2025?
Do they go to the shredder? Do we build off of these boards?
Start over.
Don't know. We give Ben his grade on his 2024 vision board coming up next.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
All right, getting back into our vision boards, looking back on 2024, then we have to decide what the heck we're going to do for 2025. Dancing Eric Hanson, Claire, it's now time to look at producer Ben's board. Ben, what are you going to give yourself for a grade?
I give myself a C.
A C?
A C.
Well, based on my math, you got more red than green.
Yeah.
Let's see what you say.
Well, I mean, I do. But like three of those X's are all on food, which is all just about eating healthier.
I got real happy with the red X's on this.
Yeah, Claire was in charge of the X's.
But to be fair, I didn't have as many things to grade as you guys did necessarily.
He had a lot of food, and really it was just one big X. But
well, let's start kind of at the bottom and work clockwise. So let's start with that penguin character. What was that for?
That was to get outside and go skiing more in the winter.
And you did that?
I did that once. I planned on doing a little bit more, but that counts, right?
You got out. Yes. It's on the board, okay?
I got a green check on the boat, the rowboat, because of the cardboard boating.
Boating.
Ding.
Yes.
Let's skip those two X's. We'll get back to those. They're kind of lower left. What about make a clean getaway?
That was me wanting to get out and travel more.
Oh, did he ever travel?
Can we just say?
Yeah.
I thought I was the travel king around here. Oh, no.
No,
it's producer Ben.
No. I didn't. In 2023, I didn't take a single day off from work. So that was a really important one to me. And
he took them all off in 2024. He
did. I took them all off in 2024.
Yeah.
How many states did you visit in travel in 2024? Do you have a rough count?
No.
Okay, well, let's go. Nevada, California, Washington. Did you go down
Alaska.
To Oregon? Alaska.
Oregon.
There's five right now. They're all on the West Coast.
Wow, Ben.
That's a lot. And you technically stopped in Canada. You went to another country.
Whoa.
Minimum. So congratulations on that.
You jet-setted.
All right. How about your fitness journey? How'd that go?
I started out going to the gym. I actually started that in 2023, and then the goal was to continue it and improve on that.
Did you turn into Shawn Mendes?
I did not.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, look at that. Those abs.
I did continue going to the gym until like the summertime, and then I quit.
Whew.
So. Now, both Claire and I have had what we consider to be a loss that we turned into a win.
Yeah.
My birds, we gave the birdhouse your pie, car pie. Maybe, and just I'm thinking out loud, it's a bit of a stretch.
Sure.
Maybe that's not Shawn Mendes. Maybe it's one of the Menendez brothers.
Maybe. And in fact, the Menendezes had a good year.
They did.
The Menendezes.
Did producer Ben manifest a good year from his vision board for the Menendez brothers?
The universe misunderstood.
Maybe that's it.
I didn't get NSYNC back together, but producer Ben got the Menendezes off.
At least a new trial.
Wow.
That's a mighty vision board.
So.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Put that in
so
the
I can change it to an A.
I
know. That's not an A.
A minus?
A minus. They still are convicted of murder and their parents.
They're
bad.
Still behind. Yeah.
They're still bad dudes. Okay. The question now is, what do we do with these things? Do we want to put a pin in this? Take a breath, come back. We got the Nelly tickets to give away. Maybe reconvene after 7:45.
We've got other business to attend to, folks.
Let's do that. Okay, we've gone through, we've graded our vision boards. Some wins, some losses, as expected.
You know, you come up, nobody's perfect.
But let's celebrate the victories. Let's take that moment now.
Room for growth in 2025.
What's that going to look like? We'll figure that out.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Well, we already got one for Claire's board.
I'm going to put how to do high fives on my vision board for 2025.
I think you go in way too eager for high fives.
High five!
And the recipient doesn't know what's coming. Well, you tried to give somebody on the phone a high five yesterday.
I know, and nobody in this room can actually reach my hand, can you?
No, I'll air five.
High five!
Air five.
Air five!
Now I'm ready.
Okay.
See?
Smack, smack.
Air five. We are all looking at our vision boards from 2024. We're celebrating the victories, and we're really, really getting into the meat of what went wrong on the failures. And I actually have to ask for a judge's ruling, if you guys don't mind.
Okay, judges.
I had chopsticks on mine because I have always wanted to have a challenge where people had to either pick up hard things with chopsticks or catch a fly.
Yeah.
And I really thought we'd have an opportunity for a Street Team Academy in the summer to bring it up. And just, you know, the way the year flowed, it didn't happen.
However,
I was the host, and you and I, Claire, created the first ever Bro Olympics.
Yeah, there was an entire Olympic event.
3 days worth of challenges.
With our street team.
All dedicated to bro philosophy.
And it was inspired by the Olympics.
Yeah.
It had doodliness.
It had a lot of doodliness.
In a way,
If you remember, they won. They got baseball caps to wear backwards.
Yeah.
And they also got beer can medals, trophies. So I think chopsticks can come off of mine because I did something even greater than what I was anticipating.
I would agree with that.
Are you good with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are we approaching these boards? Are we now removing the things we accomplished?
Mine will lift off. I used a glue stick.
Yeah.
And mine will easily lift off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try. So I'm going to take off birds off mine. What did I use? Tape? I used tape.
So what I succeeded in?
What you succeeded in.
The things that you did.
Comes off your vision board. Bird, because I bought a birdhouse.
What if I want to do them again?
Oh.
What do you mean? Like, what do you want
to
do again?
You shouldn't do them again. They should be part of
you
your lifestyle now.
You want to become Shawn Mendes
okay.
again?
All right,
you want to free the Menendez brothers again?
What do you say? Wait. They're not free yet. So, yeah, leave the Shawn Mendes.
We didn't even get into the fact that you were going to eat small poultry. Producer
That's
Ben's
right.
board had what looked to us to be either a very tiny bird or possibly a pigeon.
How many small pigeons did you
eat? Did you
have
any pigeon this year?
I did not.
All right.
No.
So, no pigeon. I'm taking. Oh, it feels good to take pickleball off the board. We worked the hardest, I think, on pickleball.
We did do a lot of pickleball.
But now you're retired from it, right?
For the most part, I might play it again.
Professionally.
Yeah, we might. Now we're just in the amateur league or the senior circuit.
I play pickleball for pleasure.
Pickleball. We just are only into pickleball pleasure. Not pickleball pro. We're pickleball pleasure.
Mine's a little bit harder to rip off because I didn't use the glue stick.
What did you use, Producer Ben?
It gave me a glue stick, so I use tape.
Well, I use tape also, and I'm making it work.
Mine's like ripping everything else on my board.
Oh, the whole idea is we didn't want to have to buy more poster board.
Ooh, I'm allowed to take off NSYNC? Because weirdly enough, it's ripping right. JT is staying on, and the rest of NSYNC
That's
came
crazy.
Off. This is crazy.
That's silly. Yeah, take it off.
Should I leave Justin Timberlake on?
If you feel like you need to. Oh my, I have a lot of nice open spaces on my board now, guys, for this coming year, 2025.
So we're going to just add things for 2025 to the same board.
Here's what I'm adding. So right now, if you go to the Z102.9 Facebook page, you can look at all of our boards. At this point, I still endeavor to get better at or remind myself I know how to play a musical instrument. I just don't take any time for myself to do that. So I'm leaving the music part on. I still want to do at least a leg of Ragbri sometime.
You do?
I'm going to have to get my butt on a bike. I'm just going to have to.
Is it going to be an actual like bicycle bike or is it going to be like
a
stationary?
No, I want to start in one town and end in another town.
All right.
So I got to get moving.
Okay.
So instrument music stays on. Save room for pie, which is my motivation for Ragbri, staying on my board. But I got a lot of space I need to fill. Some of these phrases I'll probably replace as well. Ben, how are you coming along?
Well, I'm left with get fit, eat healthier, and Shawn Mendes. But Shawn Mendes is also part of get fit. That's just...
I want you to become Shawn Mendes. I want you to become
Is it possible...
It's supposed to symbolize more running. And
do you
like
think
that.
You could actually get a washboard abs by the end of the year?
No.
Do it.
Eating healthier has to come first.
Oh, true. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to keep going in one of those igloo things.
I think igloo could.
We can do it, though. It's so doable.
Okay, we'll keep it on there.
Igloo.
Did you keep macaroons?
Macaroons.
Yes.
I'll learn how to make macaroons.
Yes.
I'd really like to learn from that actual French lady that does
the farmer's market. That'd be fun.
And I'm going to keep top secret adventures.
And we'll never know what they are until you tell us we're on one.
And when you're on one, you'll know.
Okay, that sounds great. All right.
And then I guess I still have Justin Timberlake on here, but that's just by accident.
You know what? He's having some marital issues. Maybe you can help there.
Maybe I'll improve things for him.
Maybe you will. Okay. We're like almost clean slate. Ben's doesn't have much to fill. He's
Unless I replace some quotes.
I think you replace a quote or two.
Yes.
Because look at all this white space on mine. I got a lot of room.
I have so much to achieve.
Claire and I have a lot more to add to our vision boards 2025.
You better do some stuff, Ben.
Step up. You know what, though? To be fair, Ben was put through a lot of work that we made him do.
That's
safety,
true.
Captain Ben.
You know what?
Captain Ben in
Don't
charge
worry
of cardboard
about it,
boat
Ben.
Regatta.
We'll come up with your goals in 2025.
You helped me get the boat one off my list, though.
We did. So maybe our job's going to have to help him get fit. Maybe that's one of our responsibilities in 2025. Well, you and I should just put a picture of Ben on our boards.
Yes.
To know that we need to help Ben.
Ben improvement.
Ben improvement. We continue trying to tackle 2025 the best way we know how. It's another round of Morning Scramble Vision Boards. Follow our journey on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.